Don't dance around it, boys. Netball is the gold medal winner for politics. The way some people railroad their kids to team trials, rep trials, etc., appalling. That's from John. So everyone's having a go here, Dave.
They certainly are. By the way, punters, what about this on your Friday morning? We're just sitting here casually in the studio, and Laurie just said to Nick and Jono, boys, have you got the TV remote? And he's flicked it over to Fox Sports League, Game 1, 1993 of the State of Origin. And every time, he's got it here on the studio, every time he makes a run or does something, he just sort of, there's a little twitch or a movement. What's doing, L. Daly?
That's a lie.
It's not true.
You won this.
All right. So I sat here and asked for the remote. Don't you fall into that, Jimmy Smith. Don't you fall into that game.
No, I heard him, Dave. You're right.
If you're watching on our screens, we've actually got it up now, Fox at the moment.
Are we winning?
You won this game. You got Wishart in before in the ninth minute with a little pass through the back line.
I might have done something like that.
You should see him though, Jimmy. Every time there's a hit up or something, and then before, before he started looking at his belly as if to say, oh, gee, you were, what are you?
No, I always grab my belly. That's just something I've done for a long time. I worry about my weight.
Hang on, here's Wishy with the kick from the sideline there at the old Lang Park. He struck it nicely, but the Gerringong lad is waved away to the left.
Oh, what are you, NRL Nation?
South Wales 12, God. Queensland 2. Timmy Brasher. You know Timmy Brasher played 18 straight games at State of Origin level? For 6 years in a row, he's a mainstay.
He's a wonderful player, Timmy Brasher. I think he played better at State of Origin level than he did at club level.
Probably.
I reckon Brash would have been, most games that he played, he would have been in the top four or five. For New South Wales?
I played with him for 2 years at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He made two mistakes in 2 years. That's it.
And you remember them? Gee, you're a
Because they're all
marker.
Off Jimmy.
No.
He slipped him a ball and he dropped him. He's never let him forget it.
David, the reason I brought it up was it's incredible that he made only two, and he made them in a 10-minute space in a game against the Canberra Raiders in 1998. That's serious.
And the other one Jimmy remembers is his missed tackle because he got through the front line that Jimmy missed him.
Fair him, you blokes are harsh. 13-53-53, but you're right, Dave, he did. He called for the remote loss. What about when they ran out and they had the teams, L. Daly captain, and then they showed the little sprint into the background? Was that the pre-game ritual? Just a little take-off down to the corner post?
I think it might have been, actually, the pre-game ritual.
Yeah.
Used to do the big stretch. Ciro used to do the stretch and Junior.
Wayne Pearce used to get the knees up, didn't he?
He did.
And do the big, strong calisthenics.
Memories.
Oh, memories.
Memories.
There we go.
I can remember more what happened after the game than during the game.
Well, all right. Give us an understanding of what happened after game 193.
City Rowers.
City Rowers.
Remember City Rowers?
Yeah, I do.
What a great joint.
Yeah, down there on the river.
Yeah.
Some of your best work. You
would have had some good nights down
there. Some of
your
best work.
You would have been there.
Never went to City Rowers.
Brasher barred him because of those mistakes.
City Rowers was like the private bin of Canberra.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, now it just puts it all into context. Adam Pengilly, when you played sport, do you remember what happened during the sporting contest or more what happened afterwards? Good morning, mate.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Mario. I prefer to remember what happened after the sporting contest rather than what happened on the field. I always thought the best part was having a few beers with your mates and finding a nice drinking pole. Playing with Western Suburbs Cricket, we used to go to the West Ashfield Leaf Club or the Ashfield Hotel or something like that to have a few beers after a training session or a game. And I reckon you two guys, Jimmy and Mario, tell the truth. Do you sit down in front of your TV and go through that top-shell guide trying to find all your old games?
Yes, of course they do.
Well, I told a story on our program a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting at home, and honestly, sitting at home, and I was flicking through, and there was a Raiders game on.
It just appeared. Well,
it did, and then the next thing you know, my daughter walks in with Michelle, and they're looking at me going, what are you doing?
Can I ask
Watching yourself.
Can I ask you a question? Did you record it?
100%. I quickly turned it off, but I retorted it before I turned it off.
Very good. Hey, mate, what about this performance of Miami Bound? It was dominant in the Oaks.
She was in our league, Jimmy. Wasn't she there yesterday at Flemington? She's a very, very nice staying prospect for Danny O'Brien, and Damien Oliver continues his outstanding carnival. She had the length on them there yesterday, and bit of a betting drift as well, which surprised me. I thought she'd be really firm in the market. She was a little soft in the market late there yesterday, but she was just far too classy for them. And Daniel said on the pass, winning some nice races in the auto. I imagine she'd probably be targeted at the ATC Oaks and maybe get set for some bigger sprint, staying races in the spring against the older horses. And the one thing I will say about Danny, guys, I just thought he's conducted himself really well this week.
Yes.
I know after he won the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday, he could have been, I wouldn't say bitter and twisted, but he could have had his chance to get on the platform and talk about his Cobalt Saga. But I just thought he was really measured and handling himself really well, and again yesterday. So full credit to him. It's been an amazing week for him, and one he won't forget anytime soon.
Yeah, no, he's done a terrific job. What about this Golden Gift tomorrow? It's another million-dollar race here in Sydney. And I think the first two across the line, they move into the Golden Slipper next year. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. So they'll earn enough prize money from Saturday's race to qualify directly for the Golden Slipper from that race at Rosehill there tomorrow, which is a huge incentive for trainers. Because we know if you get your horse qualified for the Slipper before Christmas, it makes it a hell of a lot easier after Christmas and the New Year when you're trying to get your horse ready for that grand final. So I had a quick look at the field just last night. It looks like a pretty decent field. I've got a full field of 16, which I was a little bit concerned about. We might not have had enough two-year-olds ready to run at this time of year in sort of early November to take on a million-dollar race like that. But obviously, a lot of trainers and owners are going to support the event. And I'm really keen to see how this filly from Jean Dubois, so we'll see you soon, goes. She was very impressive winning a couple of weeks ago there at Randwick. And she's, what is she, $8 at the market at the moment? I think she's plenty more improvement to come in her. So she's definitely a fascinating runner for me.
And Dapto, they were on last night, and it was outstanding to see the effort from Greyhound Race New South Wales, wasn't it?
I was sitting in that courtroom there yesterday, Dave, at Supreme Court at about 3 o'clock, 3.30. It was bizarre waiting for a judge to order where that meeting was going to go ahead. There was dozens and dozens of people, trainers, greyhounds, locked outside the Dapto track until mid-afternoon there yesterday. And it was only open probably about an hour after the orders came through from the Supreme Court that meeting would go ahead. So it went ahead yesterday. Greyhound Racing New South Wales fought tooth and nail for that program to go ahead. They got the result in the court, and it won't be finished yet, though. Both the players are heading back to court on Monday.
Got to make mention of the fact Hartnell having his last run in the McKinnon. What a war horse he's been.
What a special, special horse he's been, Jimmy. Not only for Godolphin, but for Australian racing, hasn't he, for so many seasons. I remember him when he was at the peak of his powers in 2016 when he won that Turnbull Stakes. And I was like, to-ing and fro-ing, would he go to the Caulfield Cup? Would he go to the Cox Plate and take on Winks? And I think the Caulfield Cup was at his mercy, but they decided to take on Winks. And the build-up to that race was something else that year. We know that Winks put him away and put him away very comfortably, winning by 8 lengths. But he created the theatre in that race by taking her on, and then he came out and ran third in the Melbourne Cup. So for a horse that has won 4 Group 1s, he's won Epsom, he's won Group 1s at 1,400 metres, he's placed in a Melbourne Cup at 2 miles. He's just been an absolute warhorse. And I tell you what, he's not out of this McKinnon Stakes there tomorrow. I thought his Caulfield Cup run was really good. It'd be a fairy tale finish to see him win this race tomorrow, and I'm giving him a chance as well.
What are your tips, mate, for Rose Hill?
Yeah, just quickly at Rose Hill, Dave. I've got James Doyle riding in town there tomorrow at Rose Hill. That's got off and retained riders. He's coming up to town. I'm going to be on his bandwagon. A couple of horses at odds for Chris Waller. Race 4, number 4, Strike Rock. Had absolutely no luck so far this preparation. Getting out to 1,800 metres, I don't think it'll be too much of an issue. And in the last race, race 9, number 6, Metallic. No official trials, but this horse can sprint pretty well fresh. I think 1,400 metres well within his capability in a race which I don't think has a whole lot of depth. So race 4, number 4, Strike Rock, and race 9, number 6, Metalli.
Good on you, mate. Been a great week. Thanks for your contributions. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your weekend.